السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to حزب التحرير's English podcast. Press release. No end to the slaughter of the children of Palestine and Lebanon without the elimination of the Jewish entity. On the 13th of May, UNICEF reported that at least 59 children had been killed or injured in Lebanon in the preceding week due to the onslaught of the Jewish entity on the country. Since the start of the ceasefire on the 17th of April 2026, at least 23 children have been killed and 93 injured, bringing the total of 200 children slaughtered and 806 wounded in Lebanon since the 2nd of March. Earlier this month, it was reported that a 12-year-old girl and her father were killed in Nabatia after the quote-unquote Israeli Defense Force targeted her via a drone with three strikes to ensure that she did not survive. UNICEF had also estimated that 770,000 children in Lebanon were experiencing heightened distress from repeated exposure to violence, loss, and displacement from the war, including suffering from extreme fear, nightmares, sleeplessness, and feelings of hopelessness, leading them towards possible lifelong mental health conditions. UNICEF also reported on the 12th of May that 70 children have been killed in the West Bank and East Jerusalem and 800 injured since 2025, primarily at the hands of Jewish forces and settlers. All this is alongside the continuing slaughter of children in Gaza despite the so-called ceasefire, with more than 21,000 children killed since October 2023, equivalent to one child killed every hour on average. Is it not blatantly clear that no ceasefire, peace agreement, or plan from America or any Western power or international body such as the UN will end this wanton slaughter of the children of Lebanon, Palestine, or any other land by the Jewish entity who has made it clear that it will not end its ethnic cleansing of the people of Palestine and the surrounding lands until it achieves its vision of a so-called quote-unquote Greater Israel? The targeting of children to crush them physically and psychologically, to dismantle the future generation and its opposition to the existence of this parasitic entity, is undoubtedly part of this plan. All of this will not end until this criminal entity is uprooted in its entirety. Yet, this will never be achieved while the ruler of the current spineless and treacherous regimes and leaders of the Muslim lands will have shown themselves to be guards, protectors and supporters of the Jewish entity, providing it with its means of existence and power, and preventing the Muslim armies from defending their ummah and liberating the blessed land. Indeed, the existence of these rulers and regimes has emboldened the occupation to intensify its crimes against the Muslims, knowing full well that there will be no state nor leader to stand in their way. The children of Palestine, Lebanon, and beyond will never enjoy safety nor enjoy a dignified life without the removal of these regimes and rulers and the establishment of the state of guardianship, the Khilafa, based on the method of the prophethood, which is the shield and protector of the Ummah and our deen, and that will mobilize its army without hesitation or delay to uproot this cancerous occupation for good and liberate every inch of the blessed land. So, we ask our brothers in the Muslim armies, how much longer will you stand idle while the children of this ummah are slaughtered by this Jewish entity? How much longer will you turn your back on the blessed land and the desecration of Al-Aqsa? How much longer will you serve these cowardly rulers who have brought shame to you by preventing you from defending your ummah? And how much longer will you forsake the command of your Rabb to protect the Muslims and liberate their lands? Save yourselves from the disgrace of this life and the grievous punishment of the next by removing these treacherous rulers and giving your nusra for the establishment of the Khilafa, Caliphate, under which you will embrace your true role as liberators and defenders of the Muslims and your deen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
إلا تنفروا يعذبكم عذابا أليما ويستبدل قوما غيركم ولا تضروه شيئا والله على كل شيء قدير.
If you do not go forth, he will punish you with a painful punishment and will replace you with another people, and you will not harm him at all. And Allah is over all things competent. Surah At-Tawbah, Ayah 39. Women's section in the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.